I'm Bob Perot, and it's time for our weekly look at another Cullerton, Cusack, and Warmerdam inquest jury recommendation with Aaron Lee from Lanark County Interval House. Aaron, welcome back to Lake 88.
Good morning, Bob. Always great to be here.
Now, I just want to let our listeners know we'll be referring to IPV several times. That's intimate partner violence. So when we say IPV, that's what that stands for. We're looking at recommendation number five. And it says, immediately institute a provincial implementation committee dedicated to ensuring that the recommendations from this inquest are comprehensively considered and any responses are fully reported and published. The committee should include senior members of relevant ministries central to IPV and an equal number of community IPV experts. It should be chaired by an independent IPV expert who could speak freely on progress made on implementation. This one to me, at first glance, really speaks to how seriously the jury wants the province to take that.
I would agree with you 100%, Bob. This recommendation really speaks to the need for all parties to play nice in the sandbox. Everybody needs to be on board. Everybody needs to offer their opinion and recognize the expertise of IPV experts in our community, the voices of survivors, and ministries need to come together, whether that's justice, whether it's a community, children, community, and families, whatever ministry it is, we need to have engagement and it needs to be formalized so that we can actually sit down and we can unpack some of these recommendations to look at how we can implement them effectively in our community.
Two things that stand out to me here are the committee should include senior members of relevant ministries. That, that's a big one. That's saying that you need to have some people who are top level in some of these relevant ministries at the table. I think that that is very important.
I think you're absolutely right, and I think associate ministers, I think the attorney general, I know local MPPs are very interested in the recommendations, and it is important then to take the next step. They're being considered seriously, is what we are told, but the next step needs to be more of a comprehensive, dedicated person or dedicated member to work alongside IPV experts, because I think you're right. I think unless we have senior folks who have the authority to make some decisions to know what their allocation is in terms of if there's a financial resource required, we are just going to be spinning our wheels with a really effective plan that without senior membership and without that buy-in will just sit. And I think the jury doesn't want the recommendations to sit. They want them to be active and they want them to be implemented.
When you talk about the ministries that you deal with, what are some of those ministries so our listeners understand?
So we deal with the Ministry of Children, Community, and Social Services. We deal with the Department of Justice. We deal with the Attorney General. So that's the Ministry of the Attorney General. Though we deal with the Ministry of Health. I think that those are the primary ministries. I would love to see the Ministry of Education be engaged in this process because education is part of and interweaved into these recommendations. But the primary ministries for us are MAG, MCCSS, Ministry of Health, and Department of Justice. And we'd like to see relevant ministries give us some dedicated support in terms of forming an implementation committee that actually has the resources to move things forward.
The other thing that stands out to me here is that it should be chaired by an independent IPV expert who could speak freely on progress made on implementation. Now, an IPV expert, boy, does that ever open the door? It could be someone like yourself. It could be an advocate. It could be a victim who's turned advocate. It could be someone who has dealt in the legal system for many years, specializing on IPV. Really, there's that, I think, will be a difficult choice to make because there are so many people who I feel will be qualified.
I would agree with you. And I think that if that's the only dilemma we have is we have too many opportunities for too many people to be our independent expert, then I'm glad to be in that chair. Because, if we get to that place, that's good in terms of progress. I think that there are a number of people, a number of IPV experts who were engaged in the inquest, including the likes of Peter Jaffe and Kirsten Mercer and Pam Cross and Joanne Brooks. So I think there are a number of people who could be eligible to take on that position. And I think it's really important that the person who chairs is able to speak freely and is not constrained by who they work for, what their ministry stands for. I think it's really important to be able to call it like it is. And if it's not working or it's moving too slow or there are barriers that need to be named, that the IPV chair, the expert, is able to address those issues open, transparently, and clearly.
Final words on recommendation number five, Aaron.
It has to start somewhere. So we need the political will, and we are ready and willing to come together as experts and people in the field to work together with our ministry. We have great relationships. It's got to start somewhere. So let's get that together and have dedicated folks who want to work together on the implementation.
This has been our weekly look at another Colleton, Cusack, and Warmerdam inquest jury recommendation with Aaron Lee. Aaron, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you so much, Bob, and to your listeners as well.
I'm Bob Perot for Lake 88.